Hachette Audio presents The Happy High Achiever, written by Dr. Mary E. Anderson, PhD, read by the author. For my patients, your courage and candor inspire me every day. Introduction. I wrote this book for you. Yes, you. If you're listening to this audiobook, the odds are that you are an ambitious, hardworking person who is struggling with anxiety, stress, and exhaustion, even as you appear to excel. And maybe, just maybe, it's not easy for you to pick up this book. Maybe asking for help is hard, because you're someone who prides yourself on being self-sufficient, no matter how heavy the burden, on charging ahead, no matter the obstacle. Perhaps your instinct to disguise any imperfection, to present as unflappable, to please others in order to get ahead, is at war with your need for support. I get that. I really do. In fact, this pattern is typical of the people who so often find their way to my therapy couch, whether virtually or in person, allowing me the privilege of listening. Countless times, I've watched new patients drop their flawless facades and tensed shoulders once in my office, revealing themselves to be driven, determined, often brilliant, but also riddled with self-doubt, dread, and worry. After years in the field, I have come to think of this phenomenon as high achievers' anxiety, and I see it as a kind of epidemic. The bad news is that right now you are likely not feeling your best. You may be overwhelmed, tired, and frustrated by what feels like an insurmountable mountain of effort. And the truth is, if you continue on this track, you will burn out. But you don't have to. Though you may have imagined otherwise, I am here to tell you that your anxiety is not the price of admission for your success. You can feel better without losing your edge. In fact, if you feel better, you will thrive. You can be happy and high achieving. As soon as I began seeing patients early in my career, I observed this high achievers phenomenon over and over again, too obvious to ignore. Almost every patient who walked through my door was burned out and unsure of how long they could sustain the pace of their relentless schedules and demands. They were plagued by feelings of inadequacy, no matter how high they soared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?